views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want to discover the path to find your peace, love, purpose, and happiness? Then get ready for a time of healing radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I join Dr. Pat every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and help you, the listeners, understand the journey of your own healing to enlightenment. Learn about the buried gifts within us all and explore body, mind, and spirit through the show's unique blending of spirit and earth. Get in touch with the deeper purpose within as I share the story and tools needed to enhance and enrich your life. Ignite your sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you on A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, now.
Yeah, everybody, this is A Time of Healing Radio. I'm Dr. Pat. I am so honored and thrilled that I get to share this fabulous time with Felice Diana. Today, Felice and I will be looking at the Holy Spirit continues its work. For those of you out there, let me just tell you a little bit about Felice. And believe me, it's a little bit. I'm hoping throughout this series, you'll get to know her a lot more. Whether you know her of this fabulous, fabulous healer, or you know her as somebody that not only has discovered the path to find peace and love and purpose, but she is someone that has said yes to an enormous life's purpose. And that's what we're talking about today. It's looking at the deeper purpose, looking at the stories and what has got her to be here with us so she could share the gift that was given to her as sacred fusion power and how to unveil that authentic you. Felice, great show today. Wow.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah. Today we're talking about the Holy Spirit continues its work. Let's start with that conversation, you know, about what we mean when we talk about the Holy Spirit and what that work has come to mean for you.
So for me, I know that there is definitely a power much greater than us, without any doubt. It is a power of great love, but it's a power also of great purpose, of great strength. And it, when it wants something, it actually will push you really hard. When you've said yes, it joins in the journey and it pushes you to tell you and to help you understand what your journey is about. And that has been my experience of it. It pushed me so hard. It filled me with an energy where I had to find answers because it was not an energy that was easy. It was actually... It brought up so much pain, and I learned so much from that pain as to how, and the journey as to how we take that pain that has really damaged and traumatized our soul with us throughout lifetimes if we've not healed it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to ask you about, you know, the evolution of things, so to speak. Right. And, you know, what this has mean and how sometimes we discover the Holy Spirit, as we're calling it today.
Yes.
And how it reveals to us what our soul's purpose is. Every one of us has a unique opportunity to share a very specific revelation. What was that like for you? What were the events that the Holy Spirit brought about to give you a new transformative awareness?
Yes. Well, as we know, we talked on the last show mm-hmm. about how it all began, but it continued. So what I learned from my journey was that it didn't just give me experiences, it affirmed them always at a later time. So that I would not have doubt that this was in fact happening, that it was never my imagination. first of all, mine was always in waking hours. So it wasn't as if I could even say, well, it was just a dream. But it always affirmed it. So one of the parts, you know, I talked on the first show about how I saw Nazi Germany, but I just didn't know how that affected me because I had no connection in this lifetime to it. But it came in again. It was obviously a very important part for me to understand, and it did help me understand a lot of things. So what it showed me one day, I was driving down one of the roads in my town, and I saw this car in my mirror. It was a blue car. It was quite a long way. And I knew immediately that I knew this energy. This indeed was, I felt the energy of this doctor, but I couldn't see it. It was far in the distance, but I felt it. So I thought, well, I'm going to let him overtake me. So I kind of slowed my speed down and he kind of zoomed down the road. As the car began to overtake me, I got so scared because what loomed out of the window was an SS commandant. And I literally did feel fear at that moment. It was like, my goodness, what is that? And I could see his face. Now the car continued to travel. I let it get out of my sight. It turned the corner and I carried on my journey. Now I felt it was this doctor's energy, but I didn't see him in this life, in that experience. I didn't know his car. So I had no proof that this was this man. It was just what I felt. But several weeks later, it was a Sunday afternoon, I decided I would go to this little artsy craftsy town that is close to my home, not far, 50 miles or so. And I asked Larry, my husband, did he want to come with me? And he didn't want to go. And I said, okay, I'm going. I'd really like to browse around and see. I wanted a new shirt, to be honest, and I wanted to see what they had. So I go there. It's a Sunday afternoon. And I arrive, and the town is deserted. But as I come into the town, lo and behold, there is this blue car parked. And now I don't know if this number plate actually, this man had a personalized number plate, but the number plate I was shown on that car was personalized with the initials. So I thought, what is this about? And I didn't know for sure it was the car, but it's the initials. So I thought, Felice, don't park near here. Park far away, get on with your business. Let spirit show you what this is about. You do not seek answers, just go about doing what you're doing. So I went, and I went and bought a shirt, and I thought, you know, I think I'll go and have lunch. And there's a really nice restaurant in this town. It's really lovely with angel, glass angels in it. It's beautiful. So I thought, I'm going to go there and get some food. So I started to walk back. And as I walked back, a woman came out of one of the stores. Now, she was quite a distance from me. I couldn't see this car from my angle. And she came out and stood, looked at me, and I'm way down the street. And she was transfixed. And I thought, oh my goodness, what's going on here? I couldn't see her face because she's too far away from me. I couldn't see clearly who she was. And I'm thinking, well, I didn't spill anything on myself. And if I did, she can't see me because she was staring at me. So I continued to walk. I said, Felice, walk slowly. Keep going about your business. It'll become, it will reveal itself. And so I started to walk up and she never moved. At that moment, she stood there. A man came out and I saw the man and I recognized it was the energy, the body shape. It was just something I recognized. Wow. And I thought, my goodness, it's the doctor. So he sees me, because you have to understand I have very bright hair, so it's kind of distinctive. He sees me and he gets in his car and I can see he seems, he feels even from the distance this agitation. So he gets in the car and he starts to open her car door from the inside. He's kind of leaned over, obviously, to open that car door, but she doesn't move. So he starts to back the car out. She gets in the car and they drive off. By this time, I get up to that space and I go to the restaurant, and I didn't know still, was it? When I came home, I thought, you don't know, but do this. Google the man's name and put the name of the town in and see what comes up. And you know what came up? He was attending a wedding. And he'd been in that town that weekend.
Wow. What do you make of this? What, you know, for our listeners that may have missed the first part of the show, you know, what we're really talking about is we're talking about the blessings that come to us.
Yes.
And sometimes we're in the realization of them, and other times we're not, right?
Yes.
But what we're talking about is how we are presented with the opportunity to become more aware.
Yes.
And, you know, in looking back at this, I think you've had time to sort of really lean in to various aspects of this. When we come back, I want to talk with you about how a series of events like this really opens us up to have an absolute visit, a spiritual visit. And what does it take for us to be present in the event? We'll take a short break. When we come back, more with the Time of Healing Radio. And what does it mean to be aware and present to receive your gifts? Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be back.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer, Bree Gibbs, guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Bree Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Oh, Benny. Thank you, Benny.
Thank you.
I love it. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. You know, Felice Diana is here today because what we're doing is, as we've done in the previous show, we're talking about sacred fusion, but we're also talking about the journey. And, you know, many of us don't realize or recognize that we have the steps that we take in life. And even after we take them, we don't realize that we are being guided. But Felice did and does.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and the next revelation for you. But before we do, how can people find out more about sacred fusion power and about the work that you do?
Okay, so they can go to my website, atimeofhealing.com. There is a contact form on there. They can call me at area code 520-576-3942, or they can email me at felice@atimeofhealing.com.
I love it. And, you know, we're talking about your journey because the journey has taken you to the place you are now, and that is being in the world, helping others heal, and to have this power to heal within that we may or may not know about. And so, you know, the first show that we did, you shared with us, you know, sort of multiple points of awareness that were made to you, but still, you know, we have not really seen how the gifts that you have been revealed. And so we're taking folks on a journey to explore that.
Yes.
What was the next part of that? What was the part where it could not be denied that spirit was visiting you?
Well, there were many things, but mm-hmm. if we go to the healing work, mm-hmm. You know, I had many experiences. I think I started to talk last time about the kid that had a brain tumor. And it was his mother who actually had the session, but he stayed in the room. And I had a couch in my room, so I gave him a cushion and a blanket, and he lay on it throughout the session. Now, when the session was over, I asked his mother, first of all, how she was feeling, and she was feeling much calmer and better. And then I said that his name was Joseph, and I said, Joseph is asleep. And his voice said, no, I'm not. So I said, oh, hi, I thought you were asleep. He said, no. He said, but can I share something with you? Mm-hmm. And I said, I'd love you to. And he said, well, I saw the white light. And he said, and I got all my questions answered. Mm. And for me, that was one of the most uplifting healings I think I've had, because I had had many healings of people with pains, with emotional problems, but he was the first young person, and he had this, you know, terrible terminal illness. And yet he found peace in that room with that energy. His mum came for the healing, but the healing was really his. Mm-hmm. And healing is not something that is necessarily a cure. A healing is really a completion of the soul feeling at peace. So if we've had traumas, for instance,
yeah,
we can't wipe the memory of the trauma totally away, but the healing actually stops that trauma controlling our lives.
Mm. You know, I want to ask you this question because I really love what you've said, because healing takes on many, many shades, right? I mean, we've heard about healing from chronic illness. I mean, we've heard about one day getting a diagnosis, and then, you know, the individual shares a story about what has changed, or a spiritual experience,
yes,
or something that connects them with the divine.
Yes.
And then the next thing you know, the diagnosis that comes in a week later is totally different. There are so many versions of this. What was this like for you to get this revelation? I mean, did you believe what was actually happening in front of you?
Yeah, I did, because the people were telling me. You know, it wasn't something that, when I do the healing work, you know, I set obviously the intention, but I am not in charge totally of that. And I know that. I cannot do this healing without God. I cannot do it. So the thing is that I am partnering God in this, and I'm kind of humbled and honored that God wants to partner with me. But God does want to partner with us. That's what I learned, that God wants to partner with all of us in what we're designed to be. And so it is, you know, people, we get stuck in our worldly, our ego, and we forget who spiritually we really are. And I decided to come on the radio. Really, one of the main things for me was to talk about the Holy Spirit and to talk about how this can be in your life too. And, you know, your purpose may be huge. I mean, I don't know your purpose. You know, it really, my job is to help you get onto that purpose, to find that purpose, to receive the energy, to push you further along on your purpose. Because it is about a oneness. It is about a oneness. Ultimately, it's about a oneness. And that's what I learned. I learned I'd had many lifetimes. I also learned I'd not always been the same religion. And that, for a lot of people, is a big one.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk about that, what you're really talking about is sort of the discovery of an energy that we call ourselves. We say, this is the energy of me. This is who I am today. But
yes,
that energy of who we are, it may sound so simplistic, you know, when I say the sentence, but the reality is that we're made up of many energies.
Yes.
You know, all
yes,
operating together.
Yes.
And so, you know, when you talk about this visit and you talk about this, aren't you also talking about you had a visit with Michael?
Yes, I did. And Michael was a very big visit.
Uh-huh.
I was in a restaurant. It was a Mexican restaurant that I really loved, and it was healthy fast food, if you
uh-huh
like. And so I'd gone in there for a late lunch, and I'd decided to go on the patio, and there was nobody on the patio but me. And I guess, you know, I was relaxed. I was enjoying, I'd finished my lunch, and I was just kind of mulling everything over that was happening to me and that had happened to me, when I heard a voice say, "You smell good." I turned around, and there was a man, and he stood back. Now, at the time, I didn't realize that what I was seeing wasn't actually the way the patio really is. because there appeared to be kind of like a barbecue with these Spanish, small Spanish blue and white tiles. And this man was leaning against this barbecue. He was dressed in black jeans and a t-shirt. What was strange was he said, "You smell good." And in my naivety, I never was thinking, you know, this is a pickup line or anything like that. I just said, "Oh, it's Givenchy." And with that, before I could say any more, he pulled a chair up at my table and he said, "Hi, I'm Michael. I'm 56. Mm. But what I noticed was he was wearing a mask. Now, I didn't ask him about the mask because I thought maybe he's burnt himself. You know, maybe he's had a very bad burning.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat down. What was strange was he had this mask. It was a very sophisticated mask. It wasn't like a front mask. This was the whole head. But I could see his eyes. I could see his nostrils. I could see his mouth. And in his hands, he had all these musical books from England that I grew up with. And he said to me, "I'm Libra. I want to share." And I'm Libra. So I thought, how does he know so much about me? And he said, "You had fish tacos for lunch." And I thought, how does he know that? I didn't see him when I first came in, before I went on the patio. Because I'm still in my earthly self trying to rationalize this. And he starts to talk to me. And he starts to talk to me about Auschwitz. And he starts to talk to me and he says, "Have you ever wondered about Auschwitz?" Mm. He first of all asked me, he said, "Do you know any Israeli folk songs?" And I did not, because the way I grew up, that's not how it was called. And he asked me, did I know the Israeli national anthem? And I said, I did. He asked me how I felt about it. He then talked about Auschwitz. And he said to me, "Have you ever wondered about all those brilliant minds that were lost?" And I said, "Yes, I did." And we talked at great length about himself, he was asking about me, and he had this bottle of beer in his hand. And I don't know why I asked him this question, because I'm not normally so undiplomatic about something, but I said to him, "Are you an alcoholic?" And he kind of looked at me very shocked, and he said to me, "No, I have an occasional beer." And we talked for an hour and a half. It was already getting dark. I was not afraid of him. He had his hands mainly on the table, and I could now feel the energy off his hands was good. So I wasn't afraid, but I said to him, "Michael, I have to go now." And he says, "Yes, I know you do." And I stood up, and he knew I wanted to see how that mask was put together. So I was looking at the top of his head, and I could see it was very sophisticated. The mask had hair on it.
Wow.
And he turned to me and he said to me, "You have given me the kindest words anybody has ever given to me." And I said, I just turned to him and I said, "The honor was mine." And I walked out and I never looked back. Now, I thought he'd been here. When I came home and I told Larry, he said, "What are you doing talking to strange men?" I said, "No, it was perfectly safe, you know." I said, "I don't know." And I started to kind of mull over it. I didn't think too much more about it because I thought, who was he? But he's telling me about Auschwitz. And it started to put more of the picture together about why I'd been given this Auschwitz experience. I'd been given an experience where I'd seen ancient Egypt. I knew that in the ancient Egypt experience, I had not been Jewish. I knew that. I was not in slavery. I actually was very high ranking. I was very young, like a very young girl. But I was high ranking. And they had given me a clue as to when it was, but they didn't reveal that when it was till much later. And so I learned things. I learned that I'd not always been that religion, that I had, that it was about a oneness, that perhaps my life had ended. Well, my life in Auschwitz ended when I was 13. So who was I going to become in the last lifetime? Was I going to be a healer? And my life got cut short and was now this, the continuum of that.
Wow. Look, let's take a short break, because what comes next for all of you listening, what comes next is a revelation that many of us may or may not know can happen with the help of spirit to each of us. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk with Felice about the healings. What are they? How does it operate? And what the revelation had then become to change her life forever. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
We have fallen down again tonight. In this world, it's hard to get it right.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbett-Kuiper.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
Everybody, everybody wants to love. Everybody, everybody wants to be loved. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Everybody, everybody wants to love.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. It's so great to have Feliciana joining me here today, because this is a time of healing radio. And, you know, she is taking us on a journey of what it was like when she ignited her sacred fusion power. And out of that, you know, what happened was the unveiling of not only who she really is, but the truth of that in terms of her purpose and passion to the world. And so today we're taking you on this journey, you know, so that you can see how sometimes spirit will tap us on the shoulder, will come into our lives to guide us. And sometimes we know what to do with that, and other times we don't. In this case, you know, Felice, for you, you know, you have had experience with this, but this was clearly a profoundly, how should I say it, directive connection. This was kind of like, Felice, I am going to get your attention so that you do what it is that I'm showing you to do here, right?
Yeah, yes, that's exactly what it was. Yeah, there was no choice. It was clear.
Right. I mean, it's sometimes we get these little feather reminders, like a feather.
Yes, right? Yes,
this
we do.
This is not a feather.
No, absolutely not. This was clear direction.
I know. Well, okay, look. So here you are. You've now had a connection with Michael.
Yes.
You're now looking at, how do I trust the process? And in discovering you and who you are, there is a level of trust the process that has to happen for all of us.
Yes,
has to
absolutely
happen. What did you do? And then when you decided to trust the process, what did you discover about this healing energy?
Well, I discovered that it heals many, many things. So I couldn't really put it in a box and say, well, you know, I'm going to just deal with pain, physical pain, because people came with physical pain, but got totally different results from it. And so I realized that this energy was really an energy that was to help people pursue their journey for the next step of their journey, to push them forward. And then they would work on that part of it to find the next step. And eventually, hopefully, they will become aware too, and they'll see the signs, they'll recognize the signs, and spirit can actually come to them in a much bigger way, because now they're really seeing it and open to it. And so it's really a beautiful thing, because each one of us is here to do an individual thing, and you never know what your beautiful thing is to do. And this, what you're here to do, what I do know is it might not necessarily make you a millionaire, but it will give you fulfillment. You will know that this is you, and you will be happy and peaceful with it. And that is really a big thing, to have your inner peace and absolutely know who you are. And the first thing in the journey is you will find your core values, you will understand them, and you will stick to them.
Yeah.
You'll find the core of you.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because sometimes we don't get that. You know, we don't get the revelation in a way we think we're going to get it. And certainly that's not your journey or your story. You know, I mean, you're talking about a healing energy and how it works differently in each individual. And I want to talk about that with you and what that means to you and what your experience is with that.
Well, one of my experiences with the healing was, I had seen this woman, and she had a daughter. She was an adult girl, the daughter, you know, in her 30s. And she was an ice hockey skater. So she had a terrible accident on the ice, and her leg was shattered.
Mm.
So I got a call from her mother. They didn't live in my town. To say, could I send a healing energy? She was going to have a 6-hour surgery. So I said, well, I'll tune in in those 6 hours, in and out. I can't do it for 6 hours, but I'll be in and out. And I did. Now, at about 8 o'clock that evening, I got a call from her mother. I'd stopped. I felt I didn't need to go in there anymore. And it was really fascinating to me that I kind of felt this, because I didn't have any feedback from the mother. I didn't really know the exact timing, because, I mean, they say, well, they're taking you down in a certain time, but things right. happen and you're delayed.
Right.
But I just felt like I should stop. It was done. And I get a call from a mum, and she said, I'm a bit worried. She's not out of the theater. I said, well, I think she is. I said, why don't you call them down and see? Well, she did, and she texted me back, you're right, she's out, she's in recovery. I never heard another word. At midnight, I got a text, and it was from the girl. I'm home. She says, I'm home.
Wow.
She said, are you up? And I called her. I said, what are you, you're home? She said, they said to me, I was so well, I could go home. She said, and I want you to know, I felt you in the operating room.
Wow.
I could not believe it. I had another woman, an elderly woman, actually with problems, health problems, but she needed to have almost a whole mouth tooth extractions. So she said to me, can you give it me while I'm in there? And I said, yeah. I said, do you want me to come with you? She said, no, you can just send it to me. I said, okay. I gave it to her. Now, I finished doing it. When the next time I spoke to her, she said to me, I didn't bleed at all. She said, only the last tooth. She said, but I felt you there and you stopped and they hadn't taken the last tooth out.
Wow.
And she said, that tooth bled. And I said, you know what? It's okay. I said, because you know what? You're not in the best of health.
Mm.
And maybe it was better for them to see this. So they took an extra special care with you. And so I was amazed. I saw how it worked. I had a guy come to me. He'd had, his marriage had broken down and he felt that he'd never meet anybody again. And I said to him, no, you will. You're a good looking guy. You know, there's nothing why anybody wouldn't look at you. And we started to do the energy work. A couple of months later, he called me. He said, I've met somebody.
Wow.
He said, you brought love into it, brought love into my life.
Wow. Don't you think sometimes, and this is what we're going to talk about when we come back. One of the things I discovered in my life is that angels have shown up. And I mean, angels, like
yes.
angels, walking, living, breathing angels. I call
yes.
them angels. And they witness a part of my life, or they witness some part of what I'm experiencing. And
yes.
It's not as if they spend a whole lot of time in my life, but they say the most perfect thing at the right time. And I think that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
When we come back, I want to talk with you about how now this discovery is incorporated into what you do to help others heal.
Okay.
Let's take a short break, everybody.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Life falls down. Wait for you, and you come around, and the world's alive with the sound of kids on the street outside.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events. Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse, Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit enterthelightllc.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Yeah, boy. My mom used to say that all the
yes,
time.
Yes. Yeah.
Feliciana, everybody. Felice, okay, look, you know, your story, your journey, and thank you so much for sharing it with us. I want to talk with you about how this experience, how your journey has led to the creation of Sacred Fusion, Sacred Fusion Healing, and what it is that your purpose is about today as a result of this revelation.
Yeah, my purpose is to help everybody, whoever wants it, to get on their journey to their sacred purpose. And it's about peeling layers away. So some people will come with pain or emotional stress or looking for love in their lives, but there is a peeling away of layers to get to that place, but it will take you to your next step. And so many people live nowadays with little hope, and there is so much hope because heaven can be a place on earth. And so it's a matter of me helping them to get to that place, to mm-hmm. move them forward on their journey to find their sacred meaning. And it comes in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And it really is quite miraculous in the way it happens. I had a woman just the other day who came in with terrible, terrible pains down her left side. She said she's been to everybody. She's been to therapists. She's been to chiropractors, massage therapists, physical therapy. We did just the one session and what was really strange is I called her. I was going to call her to see how she was doing. But I saw a message on my phone with her number, and I thought she was calling me. So I called her back, and she didn't pick up. I left her a message, and when she called me, she said, "I don't know why you called me, because I didn't call you." I said, but your number was on my phone. She said, I didn't call you. I said, how are you doing? She said, oh, I'm a different person. Wow. She said, but I know I've got a lot of work to do. She said, but the pains, they've gone.
Hmm.
And so it pushed her now to the next part of her journey because the pain was actually blocking her. It was blocking her. I mean, all she could focus on was the pain. So this took that moved the pain for her to now focus on the next part of her journey. And so when people come to me, they come and they'll say, you know, I have this. And I say, okay, we'll deal with that because this is now what's in their consciousness. So we now work on that. And then we start to go deeper. Wherever they are on their journey, I'm here to push you forward because we all have to get there. We do all have to get there. That's what my experiences showed me. It is a oneness energy. Really, we're all part of the same thing. No matter what we call spirit, it's all the same source.
Yeah. And, you know, this is part of, you know, the journey that got us to this place today.
Yes.
To talk about sacred fusion and sacred fusion healing and the multidimensional factors involved in that and the work that you do.
Yes. And sacred fusion healing is, it works, it's powerful. So I do always set the intention, it comes with grace and ease for the person, but it is a very sacred energy because I have had this very sacred experience, these sacred experiences, and I go to that space of my sacred space, and it's mm-hmm. from that sacred space that I share this energy with you. Because in my life too, in my regular life, I walk in the earthly plane, and you know, my life is not free from challenges because I'm still on my journey too. I've reached this part of my journey. It might not be the end for me. I doubt whether it is. You know, we've talked about this, Dr. Pat, that, you know, there's lots of cans that come in and it's like, do I open this one or do I open that one? And so, but in that sacred space, it is sacred. And that's where I share it from. So I'm sharing this very, very pure energy that I have been shown is my purpose, and I'm to share that with others.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Let me ask you this, Felice. I mean, clearly in the shows we're going to do moving forward, we're going to be opening up the phone lines and we're going to be working with our listeners. What would you want to say to people listening that are thinking, I really could use some help? Whether that be with a physical illness or emotional, maybe it's this life, maybe it's past lives. Mm-hmm. What would we say to them in the spirit of providing them with healing?
I would say that sacred fusion energy is the answer to all of those problems. It will mm-hmm. help with all of those problems. I have seen what's happened here. I know that I can trust this energy. It's total trust in the energy, because the energy has, it's not just said to me, accept it. It's showed me over and over and over again. So I'm not coming from somebody who's just talking, oh, yes, I can do this. I have a certain qualification. This has been tested over and over again, and it's never, ever let me down, never.
Mm.
Not let me down. It's never let the person down. It's always brought something very positive to
wow.
always.
Wow. Well, Felice, I know we've got lots to talk about as we move forward. And I want to thank you for sharing the discovery, sharing the journey. And I want to thank you for that. You know, let me ask you, how can people not only find out more about you, but of course, if they wanted to work with you directly, what would that look like? How would they do that?
Okay, so they can go to the website, atimeofhealing.com. There is a contact form on there. They can call me at 520-576-3942, or they can email me at felice@atimeofhealing.com.
Oh, thank you so much. One last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave everybody with today? And thank you again.
Okay, so for me, today's message is really about discernment. So as we know, everything is energy, and we're constantly exchanging this energy between us, between each other. And energy is contagious. It's catching, whether it's positive or negative. So I would say really be discerning and be aware of yourself as to who you allow in your sacred space.
Felice Deanna, everybody. Thank you so much today, Felice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you.
And for those of you out there, what I love about this is that each and every one of us has the ability to reveal that which is deep inside of us sometimes and that which is not so deep. You know, the part that I love about this is that I get to have the most incredible conversations with people like Felice, whose passion and purpose is to help others live an amazing life.
Thank you for listening to A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Deanna, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Make sure to tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and learn to open your heart and mind to your own unique sacred journey. As an enlightened mystic and healer, I heeded a call to service by sharing my gifts through my hands, intuition, words, and heart to help you, the listeners, get in touch with your deeper purpose and learn to unveil the authentic you. For more information on me, Felice Deanna, and my work, visit atimeofhealingradio.com.